he'd be gone. He disappeared into the underbelly of the city, down steel ladders and neon-slick alleys where artificial rain bled into oil puddles. Shadows swallowed his steps. Just another ghost in a city built to forget men like him. Everywhere, screens flickered, looped propaganda, toothy smiles, polished lies. Order is peace. Compliance is purpose. Obedience is freedom. The corporations owned the law. The law owned the people. And the people learned to obey. When they didn't, the order stepped in. Silent, surgical, unseen. Surveillance drones drifted overhead, scanning bios and behavior. He passed beneath them unnoticed, his genetic profile scrubbed, his presence calibrated to register as unremarkable. That was the point. The couple who raised him weren't parents. They were engineers. No lullabies, no warmth, just doctrine. How to hear a lie before it's spoken. How to kill without hesitation. How to vanish before the body hits the floor. While other children learned math, he mastered penthouse infiltration and mid-sleep executions. They weren't cruel, just efficient, or so they trained him to believe. Efficiency didn't require love. And for most of his life, that had been enough, until now. He knew how to pass, how to smile at the right moment, say just enough to slip through the cracks. But he never understood people. Small talk, pointless. Casual relationships, vulnerabilities, flirting, a code with no key. Women were an equation with too many variables. He could read them like targets, micro-expressions, emotional cadence, but he couldn't connect. And for most of his life, he hadn't cared. Until now. As a boy, he used to watch the other children, laugh, loud, chaotic, free, and wonder what they understood that he didn't. That memory never lasted. He always buried it. But now it surfaced, and this time it stayed. At his safe house, he stripped off gloves, boots, jacket, routine, ritual. He cleaned everything. The job was done. One more name erased. One more mission sealed in silence. Then the terminal blinked, an encrypted message. Not from his handler, not from the usual relay. Off-grid. That wasn't protocol. He decrypted the message. Execution verified. Phase one complete. Stand by for next instructions. Do not attempt to locate us. For the first time in years, his pulse caught, stumbled. This wasn't just a contract. This was something else. Something larger, unclear. Or maybe the kill was never the point. Maybe he was part of a larger test, one he never agreed to take. He stared at the screen as unease moved down his spine, cold and mechanical. This message hadn't come from anyone he knew, and for the first time, he wasn't sure who had pulled the trigger. Had it ever been the same people? Had he ever known? His exit instructions were clear. Burn the safe house, erase the trail, disappear. Standard protocol. But now? He wasn't going anywhere. Not yet. Because the only way to win against people playing a deeper game was to pretend he hadn't noticed the board. He needed intel. And intel meant leverage. Leverage meant someone who had access to channels he wasn't supposed to know existed. So, he did something he never did. He stepped into the open. The Neon District, 2:30 hours. The club was loud, dense with sweat, smoke, and delusion. Bodies packed together under shifting light. People pretending to matter. Elites, syndicate muscle, corporate suits with surgically curated faces. He hated places like